Thou shalt not kill is the sixth commandment in the covenant code given to Moses by God. For some who live by Judeo-Christian ethic, a commandment from God is a non-negotiable act that mandates obedience. When I was a youth, the Ten Commandments was recited in the home, learned in our church, and mentioned in our schools. In 1963, something happened. Madeline Murray O'Hare won a landmark decision rendered by the Supreme Court that ended official Bible reading in American public schools. If that wasn't enough, the very public murder of President John F. Kennedy and Lee Harvey Oswald was a direct assault on the commandment, thou shalt not kill. Since 2008, there have been 2,657 murders in Baltimore City. As a result, there is no person, family, or community immune to the trauma that this violence has caused. We have laudable efforts in place to counteract this trending violence, a ceasefire movement, safe streets, and now pending ROCA. They are all attempts to reduce violence and create a more safe and caring community. Killing has become the norm, and the absence thereof is the abnormal. Our senses have become numb to the continuous killing, and we have accepted that the perpetrators can go unpunished and literally vanish into thin air. Baltimore is the birthplace of the Roman Catholic and Methodist movement in America. We have very strong religious traditions and communities within our city. We must tap into and reignite our moral consciousness and compass and teach, recite, and reinforce throughout all of the organizations that train children and support families that thou shalt not kill is a mandate from God.
My name is Reverend Dr. Alvin C. Hathaway. I'm the senior pastor of Union Baptist Church